A little boy said to his grandparents one day, "Grandma and Grandpa, why is it that every morning when we wake up and start the day, the first thing we do is sing, and we sing praise to God?" And the grandparents said, "We can tell you exactly why that is. A long, long time ago," said the grandparents, "there was no music on the earth. And every day everyone would get together and they would say to one another, 'I feel terrible.' And the next person would say, 'I feel more terrible than you.' No one ever felt good, and they didn't know why they didn't feel good. They just knew that they felt terrible, and every day they got together to talk about how terrible they felt. Well, one day Hawk realized she was going to be late for the daily gathering in which everyone was going to talk about how terrible they felt. And she thought, well, if I fly way up high in the sky, then I can come swooping down and fly extra fast, and maybe I won't be so late after all. So she flew high, high up into the sky, and she saw something that looked sort of like a hole in the sky. And she heard a sound coming out like nothing she'd ever heard before. She had no idea what it was, but it was beautiful and amazing and wonderful. And as she heard this sound, she started to feel really good. She didn't want to be late, so she went swooping down out of the sky, and she landed just in time to hear someone say, "I feel terrible." And she said, "I don't feel terrible. I feel good." And they all said, "How did that happen?" She said, "Well, I flew way up high because I was trying to hurry, and there was a thing that looked like a hole in the sky, and I heard this sound, and it made me feel so good. It's the most beautiful sound. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know what it is, but it made me feel good." And they said, "We want to feel good too. Do you think that you could go up to that hole in the sky and get that sound and bring it back here so we could all feel good?" She said, "I don't know, but I can sure try." So up she flew as high as she could go, and she couldn't quite get there. She came back and said, "I can't reach it." So then Hawk said, "Well, I'm bigger and stronger." Sorry, that was Hawk. Eagle said, "I'm bigger and stronger. Let me try." And so Eagle, with great big wings, flew as high as he could go, but he also couldn't quite get to that hole in the sky, and came back and said, "I didn't quite make it." And everyone just felt instantly discouraged and more terrible than ever, and they started to turn away and go home. But Eagle said, "Wait, I have a plan. I think if I rest for 7 days and I sleep really well and I eat really well and I gather my energy, I think in 7 days maybe I can fly all the way to that hole in the sky." So in 7 days, everybody came back together, and Eagle was getting ready for this big effort, and he was kind of stretching his wings and rolling his shoulders, and his feathers were ruffling all up. And a little bird called Thrush thought, "Oh, look at those feathers. They look so soft," and got closer and closer, and until Thrush was just like wanted to reach out and touch the feathers. And then Eagle suddenly flattened and smoothed all of his feathers, and Thrush got trapped right under Eagle's neck, inside those feathers next to his skin. And Eagle took off and started flying way up into the sky. High, high, high. He flew as high as he could possibly go, and he could see the hole and he could hear the sound, but he still couldn't quite get there, and he was twisting and turning and trying so hard to get up there, and the wind was blowing harder and harder, and all of a sudden his feathers ruffled, and that little thrush, which Eagle didn't even know was there and didn't even see this happen, got blown out of the feathers and whoosh, right into the hole in the sky. And then Eagle, not knowing what had happened, finally gave up and flew back down and said to everybody, "I didn't make it." And everybody felt terrible and sad, and they just went home. But meanwhile, up in the sky, Thrush was filling her ears and filling her heart and listening with all of her mind and her strength to this wonderful, amazing, beautiful sound. And when she was as full up as she could possibly be, and she felt as good as she had ever imagined feeling, she flew back out of the hole in the sky and came back to the earth. Nobody saw her get back because nobody knew she was gone and nobody was looking. But when she came home, she landed there on her favorite tree branch. She was so full of this wonderful sound, which she wouldn't have been able to describe either, but she felt so good. She opened her mouth and she started to sing. And what she sang was her song. And others heard her singing. And it sounded beautiful and wonderful, and it made them feel good. And then one at a time, they started opening their mouths, and they started singing. And each one was singing his or her own song. And the more they sang, the happier they felt. And that, said the grandparents to their grandson. That's why every day we start the day with singing praise to God. Because music is a wonderful gift that God has given us, and it makes us feel so good. So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, we thank you for this wonderful gift of song. We thank you for the way it fills our hearts and allows us to express how happy we are to be alive and to know your love. May we sing more and more so that everyone might have a chance to feel good in your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.